This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. Thank you, Lee L.C., for guest hosting in hour number one. We love you on Tuesdays and Thursdays, guest hosting on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Great job. So many news stories, hard to decide what's the number one story in America, but I think this one for me is, all of you know that my biggest issue, there's so many great issues, but my biggest issue is the wall. We got to have a wall. Nancy Pelosi has a wall around her house. Harry Reid has a wall around his country club, where I used to live, Anthem Country Club. He was my neighbor. All the rich Democrats in America have walls around their house and security with guns. They're all armed to the teeth to protect their families, but they don't want us to have walls. They don't want us to be armed. So I think it's very important to lead off the show with this news story. Even though impeachment is in the news and there's lots to talk about, American taxpayers continue funding border wall in the Middle East. So the newest budget is out, and up till now it's always zero, zero, zero. We're not giving you a penny for the wall. And now they gave some piddling amount of money, $1.4 billion for fiscal year 2020 for the American wall with Mexico. But meanwhile, foreign countries are sweeping up billions more in U.S. taxpayer money to strengthen their borders and build their walls. The latest spending bill for 2020 set to pass the Senate provides the country of Jordan with more than $7.3 billion to help that country enhance the ability of the armed forces to increase or sustain security along its borders. An additional $500 million is allocated to help security along Jordan's borders. So it's $7.3 billion plus $500 million is $7.8 billion for Jordan and only $1.4 billion for our wall. Why does Jordan need border security and we don't? Another $1.2 billion is available until September 2021 to enhance the border security of Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, and Tunisia. $1.4 billion for our wall. $1.2 billion for Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, and Tunisia. This is the third consecutive year American taxpayers have been forced to pay for border security enhancement in foreign countries in the Middle East. And meanwhile, the U.S. Border Patrol caught more than 851,500 border crossers crossing illegally into the nation in fiscal year 2019, up 115%. And only about half of border crossers are caught, indicating that potentially another 851,500 illegal aliens successfully entered the U.S. Where's our wall? Where's the money for our border security? Why are you wasting billions on countries none of us know anything about? None of us care. I don't give a flying F about Jordan. As far as I'm concerned, Jordan's good, Jordan's good. Jordan's bad, I don't care. If Jordan is overthrown, I don't care. I have three or four different friends named Jordan. I care about them more than I care about Jordan, the country. I don't care about Jordan. I don't care about Egypt. I don't care about the Middle East. Why are you spending $7.3 billion in the Middle East and you're spending only $1.4 billion at home? Are you out of your minds? This is the problem with America today. There it is. If that isn't proof the Democrat Party is frauds, I don't know what is. If that isn't proof they're being paid off by the Mexican drug cartel, I don't know what is. All right, story number two is Wayne Root is right, again, as usual. Ruth Bader Ginsburg suggests senators could be disqualified from the upcoming impeachment trial if they are not impartial. Ruth Bader Ginsburg says that. What did Wayne Root say? I said in a column and on this show a month ago that you have to disqualify for conflict of interest any Democrat who is running now or did run against President Trump for President of the United States in the Democrat primary. Joe Biden, if he was in the Senate, couldn't vote on this. Elizabeth Warren is in the Senate. She can't vote on this. Bernie Sanders in the Senate. He can't vote on it. And think of all the others who were running until days ago. Kamala Harris, U.S. Senator. There's a ton of them. Klobuchar is still running, U.S. Senator. There's a guy running I never heard of from Colorado, Bennett. They're all United States senators running to replace Trump, to get rid of Trump. Then they're going to vote on getting rid of Trump. Are you kidding me? This couldn't happen in a single courtroom in the United States of America. Nor could the impeachment trial have happened in a single courtroom in the United States of America. Well, you don't let the guy have a lawyer? You don't let him call witnesses? You don't let him defend himself? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, of all people, agrees with Wayne Root. Ruth Bader Ginsburg spoke to the BBC this week. And she suggested U.S. senators can be disqualified. Ginsburg said, the House indicts, the Senate tries. Should a trier be impartial? Of course. That's the job of an impartial judge. This is just what I said. How could you be impartial if you're Elizabeth Warren? And here's a guy writing in hot air about Ginsburg's careless comments. If Schumer or Pelosi sues McConnell and Graham, arguing they disqualified themselves in the trial, presumably SCOTUS could choose to hear that appeal. Could Ginsburg take part in that case now, having already stated her opinion that senators have a duty to be impartial as triers of impeachment? I would not be surprised if some members of the Senate quoted Ginsburg's remarks to criticize their colleagues' neutrality. Yeah, exactly. Wayne Root's quoting him, but Ginsburg was quoting Wayne Root. I'm the one who came up with that for the first day. You can't possibly believe. Think of who Wayne Root's biggest, who are my biggest competitors. Now, I love all these guys. I'm not a competitor of anybody. I love Mark Levin. I love Rush Limbaugh. I love Sean Hannity. I love Michael Savage. But can you imagine Tucker Carlson, who's on opposite me on Fox News at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. But can you imagine if there was a trial and they had a chance to knock Wayne Root out and no longer have the competition to pick up all my affiliates and you let the jury be Rush Limbaugh, Tucker Carlson, Michael Savage, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, and they could all get rid of Wayne Root? Are you kidding me? Or worse, what if it was a bunch of Democrat liberal talk show hosts? Now, there aren't any. Well, I guess you go to TV. There's none on the radio, but you go to TV. Rachel Maddow, Don Levin, Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, those are my competitors on television. What if you had a trial against Wayne Root? You let them serve on the jury. You can't let any of these people vote against Trump. And no sooner I say that, here's Elizabeth Warren. Coming out with a statement, Elizabeth Warren signals she's ready to take impeachment action in the Senate. Elizabeth Warren on Wednesday evening definitively stated President Trump abused our diplomatic relationships, undermined our national security for his own personal political gain, signaling she's prepared to take impeachment action. Really? So you want Trump's job. You hate Trump. You're psychotically biased. And you think you have a right to vote on Trump's impeachment. How absurd. So, Trump, you got to take this to the Supreme Court. And you got to have your lawyers knock these people out. And then they have no, first of all, there's no path now to impeachment as far as, finding him guilty in the Senate. He'll be acquitted. But it even makes it more remote. It even makes it more remote. In other words, Democrats have how many senators now? Like 48? I don't even know how many they have. 48. So, if you knocked out five of them that are running or ran against Trump, then they only have 43 votes. End of story. Other big news, it's official. Representative Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey flips from Democrat to Republican and pledges undying support for Donald Trump. I love this. Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey officially announced a decision to switch political parties and pledged his support for President Donald Trump on Thursday. I believe this is just a better fit for me, Van Drew told reporters on Thursday. This is who I am. It's who I always was, but there was more tolerance of modern Democrats, of blue dog Democrats, of conservative Democrats, and I think that's going away. He met with Trump in the Oval Office, along with Kevin McCarthy and Vice President Pence. Trump calls the decision a big deal. Noting it had been a decade since a member of Congress switched parties to become a Republican, it's a very big deal because he's going from the majority to the minority. It normally doesn't go that way. But he's smart because he knows it's not going to be minority for long. We're going to do very well in 2020. Van Drew noted one of his political heroes continued to be President Ronald Reagan. He said, I didn't leave my party. My party left me. I'm saying the same thing. And he pledged his support for Trump in the next election. You have my undying support. I think it's funny. I mean, okay. I mean, I'll accept him. Great. Love it. I'll accept him. But, you gotta laugh. How could you have been a Democrat yesterday? I mean, you could have an awakening. I mean, the Democratic Party is so insane. If you were a moderate to conservative Democrat and you saw this impeachment circus, you do have a right to switch. But when you switch, you can't say you believe in all the same things as the Republican Party, because then why were you ever a Democrat? Just like in Nevada, for those of you listening in Nevada, there is a woman who I despise named Patricia Farley, former state senator of Nevada, who switched from Republican to Democrat. And today she came out and endorsed Mayor Pete Butthead for President of the United States. Can you imagine that for your whole career you called yourself a Republican, and then people reelected you as a Republican, and then you lied to them all, you deceived them all, and you switched to Democrat after Republicans voted for you, and now you've gone so far as to endorse Mayor Pete, who I suppose she would say is a moderate. He is an extreme liberal. Extreme liberal. Everything he believes in is extreme. How could you have ever been a Republican and vote for a guy that wants massive new taxes and wants the border open and wants sanctuary cities, wants illegals to be made citizens instantly, and a guy who's been so bad at managing his own cities, the mayor of a podunk town in Indiana, South Bend, and the town has massive problems and massive crime and massive increase in violent crime. I don't think his police force hates him. I don't believe for a second he could be reelected as mayor. And here's the guy that I wrote the commentary in the Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers around the country, that there's a guy running for president who's a criminal and should be perp walked and arrested and indicted and sent to prison. And it's Mayor Pete. He created a phone system in South Bend, and I wrote about this and talked about it extensively, a phone tree, they call it, that the minute they know ICE is coming, ICE agents are coming to arrest and deport illegal aliens in his town, it calls all the illegal aliens in South Bend and warns them, ICE is coming. Can you imagine if Wayne Root had friends who were criminals and I was a mayor, and when the police raided the criminals, I called them and said, run and get out of there, the police are coming. Wouldn't I go to jail for years? Isn't that a crime? Isn't that aiding and abetting criminals? He's a criminal, and you endorsed him, and you used to call yourself a Republican. Patricia Farley, you're the biggest fraud in the world. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of Nature.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, don't forget Newsmax TV. In hour number three, Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. Reaches 70 million homes, 80 million by year-end, and I'm sorry, I'm reading an old script. It reaches just about 80 million now. That's what I'm saying in July. It is reaching 80 million now because we added 6.2 million from Cox Cable, all of Vegas and Phoenix and Tucson and, San Diego and Orange County. So 6.2 million households. So now we're just about at 80 million, and we reach 150 million Americans via online streaming devices, channel 96 on Cox Cable, by the way, every night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system, tell them you want Newsmax TV. TV. You have other TV options. Encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397 to work with Cox. They bent under the pressure, and they picked up Newsmax TV, and all you got to watch Wayne Allen Root every night. 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It is free. Interesting little article before I get some really serious stuff. Which 2020 presidential candidates are employees of the world's largest tech companies donating to? And the answer will surprise you. According to the Federal Election Commission, data analyzed by Yahoo Finance, while former VP Joe Biden may be the national frontrunner, according to polls, he's at the bottom of the pack for people who work at Microsoft, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. Who's their favorite? For the most part, they all prefer Bernie Sanders by a wide margin of around 30%. Can you imagine the kooks who work at major big tech who are all, you know, screwing us, who are banning us, who are shadow banning us, who are saying you can't have conservative thought? They love Bernie kooky communist Sanders. And he's at 30%. Elizabeth Warren at 20%. anywhere from 10 to 22% of employees of these companies tossed their money in a dumpster by donating to Kamala Harris, who just left the race. And Biden, getting the saddest of trombones in big tech, with donations ranging from 0% of Netflix employees to 2% of Microsoft. Nobody likes Biden. President Trump gets 1.4% at Google, from Google employees, 13% of donations at Netflix. So there's a little bit of support for Trump, very little. But the average employee likes the two crazy ones in the race, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Does that tell you everything you need to know about big tech? And then I was telling you a minute ago about Van Drew switching to the Republican Party, Jeff Van Drew. Representative Greg Stube said, I've never seen the Republican Party more unified. I don't think I've ever seen the Republican Party this unified, says Greg Stube, Congressman Florida, describing camaraderie among House Republicans amid the Democratic impeachment push. It doesn't seem as if the president lost any of his original coalition, and it seems like he's gaining people towards the center. Shared adversity among Republicans strengthened their bonds of unity. Having served in the military, having gone through fights, and you serve with people, you go through training with people, that's kind of what's happened now to the Republican Party, Stube said. We've all had to go through this, and you kind of now have that camaraderie of having fought this fight together, and I've never seen us more unified in accomplishing a goal, and that's taking the House back in 2020. There's a real feeling, and I don't know if you watched all of yesterday, but when Republican leadership was debating and talking on the floor, you saw all of us on the floor cheering, standing up, clapping for things we believed in. You didn't see that on the other side of the aisle. So I think, if anything, this has done a great job in unifying the Republican Party, at least the members in Congress. It shows the Democrats who have risen in the House of, near universal support for impeachment among House Democrats reveals partisan subservience. Stube described House Democrats voting to pass articles of impeachment against Trump as a political measure to stave off intra-party challenges from the left. A lot of these people in the 31 swing districts that Trump won, they voted for impeachment because they know if they voted against it, they would immediately have a primary opponent, a progressive liberal socialist from the left-hand side, and they wouldn't get out of the primary because they'd lose the primary. Now, that's true. But now they're going to lose the general election. Stube went on to say they're just hedging their bets in hopes that, okay, well, at least I'll protect my left flank, and then when I go to the general election, I'll just pray the American people have forgotten about my vote on impeachment. I think it's great for the Republican Party. I think it's great for the president. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to bring the articles of impeachment over the Senate. Mitch McConnell says she's scared. She's too afraid. If you're so afraid, you're done. Donald Trump, the president, says Democrats lose by default if they don't show for a Senate trial. Pelosi literally just impeached the president yesterday, and she stands up at the podium today and says, I'm not going to answer any more questions on impeachment the day after impeachment. They're scared stiff. They know what they've done. It looks like prosecutors are getting cold feet. This is really comical. Pelosi and McConnell unloads on Pelosi. They're afraid of bringing what they just voted on to the Senate, and they're afraid of talking about it in front of the American people. Hilarious.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for service members serving overseas.
Because of your brave and selfless service, Americans can celebrate Christmas in safety and in peace, and we all appreciate what you do so much, and we thank you very much.
The president speaking via video conference with members of the military from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The president was also asked about North Korea and a possible gift coming from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
Let's see. Maybe it's a nice present. Maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase as opposed to a missile test.
Israel is expecting about 165,000 Christian tourists to celebrate Christmas in the Holy Land. That's a 10% increase from last year. The most visited religious sites include the Western Wall and Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, coming up in about 25 minutes, where we reach almost 80 million homes. On USA Radio, we'll be starting in a couple days in Chicago. We're adding 4.5 million people who will hear the conservative capitalist evangelist and the conservative warrior, Wayne Allyn Root, in Chicago. Get ready for Chicago. Or Chicago, get ready for me. Wait till they get a load of what I talk about all day long. Oh, my gosh. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. I love these guys. They've been with me for 4 years as sponsors, and I've been with them for 4 years starting in January. As a member, I dropped Aetna. No longer have health insurance. What I have is Christian health sharing. At first, I was scared, like everybody else. Does it work? And then I got kidney stones, the only surgery in my whole life, the only time I've ever been sick a day in my life, last February, and it was a $27,000 hospital bill. That's separate from the surgeon. That's separate from the anesthesiologist. That's separate from the original doctor and the original checkup and then the follow-up and then the follow-up checkups. And guess what? All paid for. I love these guys. My gosh. Liberty HealthShare is the greatest. Better than Aetna times 100. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's it, no matter how many kids you have. It's unbelievable. No windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did, 855-58-LIBERTY, or lightyourliberty.com. All right, we've got a distinguished guest on now, and he doesn't know this, but I've been a fan of his forever, like for decades. I think I'm like 30 years old. I have thought this guy is one of my heroes. He is, he's the reason that our taxes are at least as low as they are now. They're not low. I think they're very high, but they'd be substantially, dramatically higher in this country without the work of one of the great tax fighters in this country, Grover Norquist. His organization is Americans for Tax Reform. He is the president of it, and he is a superhero in my eyes. Grover, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. How are you?
Wayne, good to be with you.
You know, I passed you a couple times at conservative events. We said hi, like a ship's passing in the night, quick handshake. But I've just always thought you are one of the breaths of fresh air of the conservative movement and one of the great tax fighters in this country. So I just want to thank you. You're just wonderful. And I thank you for everything you've done to keep our taxes a little lower and let us keep just a little bit more of our own money. Thank God for a Grover Norquist, really, seriously.
Wayne, we've had a little bit of backsliding in 1774, before the American Revolution. American colonists were paying between 1% and 2% of their income to the government. And the British were thinking about 3%, and we started shooting at them. So,
yeah, I know the feeling.
Somehow it's gone up a little bit since then. So we have some more work to do.
I don't get how people willingly pay the taxes that we pay in this country. I just don't get it. But unfortunately, we do. But we need guys like you and me and President Trump and Reagan and Goldwater before them to fight this stuff. And thank God there's a few brave guys out there, a few brave guys and gals out there. And you're one of them. Americans for Tax Reform. What a great organization. Let's talk a little bit about what I think is proof, right? In my lifetime, the two greatest economies were Reagan economy and the Trump economy. And both times happen to follow what I believe are the two worst economies of not only my lifetime, but I think ever. You know, other than the Great Depression, it's never been worse than Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama. And they believed in high taxes and massive regulations. And Reagan and Trump followed them, slashed them both dramatically, and they went from a horrible depression-like economy to a fabulous economy of prosperity. And it sure seems like me that's proof that our way works and their way's a total failure, right?
Well, yeah, but there's other proofs. Sweden back in the 70s was doing all sorts of things that Joe Biden would approve of, and they were doing very poorly. And then as they cut taxes, as they ended the death tax, as they got rid of the wealth tax, as they went to full school choice, people talk about Sweden as if it was some socialist country. It's much too big government. But the movement has all been in the right direction over the last 20 years, and that's why Sweden is still standing up. China is, you know, is a communist country with all sorts of crazy stuff, but every time they move away from Mao and doctrinaire socialism, they become wealthier. So even if you're really starting off in a lousy place, like the Carter economy or the Obama economy, small changes towards liberty, towards capitalism, really get things going.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a like, I guess you'd call it a small test, a small laboratory that proves our point real well, Grover, as well, just as much as on a national basis with Reagan or Trump, and that is everybody in the world is running away from New York, New Jersey, and California, and Illinois, and everybody in the world is running towards Texas and Florida and my state of Nevada, because we all have zero state income taxes. Why is every moving van moving into Nevada and every moving van moving out of New York, New Jersey and California and Illinois, if it's so great to be a Democrat and live under Democrats?
You do wonder why these guys can't figure out why it was the East Germans that had to build the wall, keep people in. I mean, if their theory was right, the West Germans should have had to build the wall to stop everybody from fleeing into wonderful socialism.
Right.
Oddly enough, that's never happened.
Yeah, oddly enough. And, of course, they complain about the wall all day long, the wall with Mexico that Trump and I'd like to build, and I assume you're for the wall too, yes?
Well, I think that the 450 miles that they're going to have built before the next election is going to be sort of one more on the checklist. I mean, imagine Trump's debate with Biden or whoever Hillary or whoever's going to end up with this. You know, I said I was going to build the wall, I did. I said I was going to cut taxes, I did. I said I was going to deregulate, I did. I said I was going to expand American energy so we were energy dominant instead of being, you know, terrified every time something went boom in the Middle East thinking we're going to have gas lines. Lots of things have gone boom in the Middle East during this presidency, and it doesn't give us gas lines anymore. I mean, it's not any fun if you live over there, but Iran's basically off the grid, and we're still functioning. Remember, there was that big boom in Saudi Arabia, and we barely noticed it here. Venezuela's fallen apart, and it's socialist nonsense, and is not exporting the energy that it once was when it was a rich, rich country, the richest country in Latin America. You can take a rich country and destroy it with socialism, which is kind of why the next election is important, to avoid that.
I mean, the whole problem is a guy like you, what I've always loved about you is you have that tax pledge that you ask all of our politicians to sign, at least the ones running for Congress and above. I don't even know. Can you sign that pledge if you're running, like, for local state senate, local state assembly, mayor, or is it only for federal office?
There is a federal one that we started with, and then in the 93 or so, 93, 94, we went to all governors, all state legislators. And if a town or a city asks for it, we'll write one for them. But, I mean, they all have different titles. They have different taxes. It's slightly different for towns and so on. But state legislatures, yes, ask your candidate for state senate, state house. Ask your candidate for governor. Have you signed the pledge to never raise taxes? If they haven't, kick them in the shins and urge them to do so. This is a written pledge, public pledge to the people of your state, that you will oppose and vote against any effort to raise taxes. It's not a pledge to me, as Obama liked to say. It is a pledge to the American people, to the people of your state.
And when you see a Republican who won't sign it, you know that they're traitors. You know, I mean, not traitors to America, by the way. I've never been someone who said that. You could be a liberal and not be a traitor, but you're a traitor to the Republican Party's values, which are taxes are way too high. And so as an example, I wanted to bring this up. I'm sure you know all about it. In the state of Nevada, we had this popular Republican governor, Brian Sandoval. And he, right after winning and pledging to lower taxes, I doubt he ever signed your pledge, but he said he'd lower taxes, and taxes were terrible, and he campaigned on that. He gets elected and gets reelected. And then puts in the largest tax increase in the history of the state of Nevada. And from that point on, Republicans have never won a decent race in the state ever again. Our entire party was savaged and destroyed. The base was just so angry and in rebellion, and they never supported Republicans strongly again, never gave the money strongly again. The party has been in disarray, and we've never won a single decent office since the day that Sandoval dramatically raised taxes. To me, that's the best example of what happens when you elect Republicans who won't sign your tax pledge. They destroy our own party.
Yeah, somebody who doesn't sign the pledge will raise taxes. The good news about the pledge is that since the 94 election, when about 95% of all Republicans at the national level signed the pledge, we haven't had taxes passed. No taxes have been increased. any time the Republicans have the House or the Senate, okay? House and Senate, House or Senate, as long as you have a Republican House or Senate, no tax increase. The only tax increases since the 94 election came during the 2 years when Clinton was in, they had the Democratic House and Senate, and then the 2 years when Obama was in, they had Democratic House and Senate. So as long as the Republicans are in power in at least one of the bodies, they never raise your taxes. That's been very helpful. But those states, like Nevada, where you have a Republican governor who leads the charge for higher taxes, it doesn't just destroy his career. He could, if he'd been a Reagan Republican, he'd be president or vice president today.
No question. No question. The guy was handsome, Hispanic, yep, well-spoken. People loved him. If he had cut taxes and cut regulations and been a Trump or been a Reagan,
yep,
he'd be, it'd certainly be vice president on Trump's ticket. If not, he would have beaten Trump and he'd be president of the United States in a Republican primary. I'm telling you, he was the perfect Hispanic, handsome Republican candidate. He had it all, and he blew it all with tax increases. I don't know why. I'll never understand why. Grover, we got to run. You hear the music. Let's make sure we praise your organization. Americans for Tax Reform. You are the president. How do people reach you?
Our website, ATR.org. I tweet it at Grover Norquist.
There you go. Thank you, Grover. God bless. Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. We'll be back in a sec on Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Wayne Allyn Root, listen carefully. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a health care program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. Wayne Allen Root is with you, otherwise known as War. This show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Shooting from the hip, speaking from the heart. Wayne Allen Root, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, always shooting from the hip. When you talk 3 hours a day and you shoot from the hip, there's always something liberals can grab and try and hang you with it. I just don't care anymore. Are you listening, Right Wing Watch? Are you listening, liberals? Are you listening, Obama? I really don't care. I tell it like it is. I give raw truth all day long. If you grab a line out of context, you grab a sentence or a paragraph somewhere out of hours, thousands of hours on radio and TV, I really don't care because people love the overall effect. It doesn't matter about one line or one word. It's amazing how they try to destroy radio hosts with one line or one word or one sentence, and they take it out of context. And they don't mention one of the great things that radio host has done. You know, because I'm mentioning this because there's that guy in Colorado who got fired for one line. I mean, what he said was stupid. But it doesn't matter. He was a conservative talk show host on the radio with his wife, and he said something silly, and it was supposed to be a joke, and it fell flat, and it was kind of rude, and it was insulting, and his wife immediately said, "You didn't say that," and then he apologized for that. That was silly, and he basically did. I think he apologized. I don't know if he used the word "I apologize" or said, "I was just joking." But you can't hold that against someone. He was immediately fired. You lose your whole career after 20 years because you make one line. I mean, it's just crazy. But that's how liberals conduct themselves. And what drives me crazy is there a conservative anywhere in America or a conservative organization that's taping every minute of Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, Rachel Maddow, I don't know, name them all. I don't even know all these people. Chris Matthews, I've never watched any of them for a minute. I could never watch them without vomiting. I'd vomit if I watched Rachel Maddow. I'd vomit if I just looked at Rachel Maddow. But I'd certainly vomit if I listened to her. And so no conservative organization listens to her all day and grabs all her words and says, "Ooh, listen to what she said. Let's try and take her advertisers away. Let's try and kick her off MSNBC for the horrible, offensive things she says about Republicans." All day long they quote Donald Trump, and this is offensive, that's offensive. What he said about this person's husband or this person's wife, offensive. Oh, my God. But nobody ever talks about the offensive things liberals say. Are you telling me that Hillary Clinton, that Bernie Sanders, that Elizabeth Warren, if you listen to every word of every speech, have never said anything that would offend me? They they've never said anything horrible? As far as I'm concerned, absolutely. They say it all day long. But nobody ever grabs their lines and takes them out of context. It's only the left that listens to every minute of every show and tries to destroy all of us on the right. When are you going to hit back? When is anybody on the right going to figure this out and hit back? I have no idea. It's amazing. I want to mention sponsor of this segment, Swiss America, because gold and silver, many experts are saying, are undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. And this company has been the single most trusted name in gold and silver for so many years, and I mean so many years, 35 years plus. And they're willing now to give you an irresistible offer. They're willing to ship my listeners, and only my listeners, a popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. U.S. Peace Dollar, get your supply. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You never know when things go bad, and you'll be very glad that you've got a supply of gold or silver coins to get you through bad times. And you never know how high they go when things go bad and fast. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Now, there is a debate Thursday, right? Tonight's Thursday. Yeah, there's a debate tonight. Democrat presidential debate at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles tonight. And it's interesting because I said this on Kevin Wall's show earlier today. I was a guest on Kevin Wall's local radio show in Las Vegas on 790 AM KBET. And I said, he asked me, you know, what I expect tonight. I said, nobody's going to be watching. It's going to be the lowest ratings in history. Because it's Christmas time and there are so many parties. I've got a party tonight. I have two parties tomorrow night. I have three parties Saturday. And who's watching Democrats debate in the days before Christmas? Nobody. Everyone's distracted. Everyone's shopping. So the idea that the Democrats even set this up just tells you what losers and atheists and non-business people and no common sense. Who would have a debate in the days before Christmas? Christmas is next Wednesday. So the big holiday is really not Christmas. It's Christmas Eve is the start of the Christmas holiday. That's Tuesday. So this is Thursday to Friday to Saturday to Sunday to Monday. This is 4 days before Christmas Eve and right before a weekend. And everyone's got parties. This might be the party day today and tomorrow of the entire Christmas season. Who in their right mind will be watching a bunch of boring, stuffy Democrats who have no personality, none, zero, none of them have any personality? The most boring group of stuffed shirts I've ever seen in my life. I mean, you talk about strikes. None of them have a personality, and they're all socialists. I mean, it's scary. You know, if you're going to tell people you want to steal all their money, if you're going to tell people that the whole thing in life that matters is transsexuals coming across the border illegally, as Elizabeth Warren said, number one priority is America. If that's what you're going to tell people, boy, you better have a really good personality. Because nobody wants to sit and listen to that 4 days before Christmas. So my prediction tonight will be the single lowest rated debate in the history of American politics. Let's see if I'm right. That's Wainwright's guess. That's Wainwright's bet. You know, I'm a betting man. You know, I'm one of the best bettors in America, one of the best odds makers in America. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a disaster tonight. Democrats will have never seen ratings this low in their history, modern history of their party, since they put debates on television. I'm going on a limb and telling you that. Just as I went on a limb and told you Boris Johnson was going to win by a landslide in the UK. Here comes TV Newsmax.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.